Hello, Debbie speaking. Hi, how you going? Yeah. I got you. Okay, November. I'm not sure what you mean by structural contents. I've never heard of that, so I'm not sure what you're meaning by that. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I would keep the cover as it is. The only thing I would do is remove the because there's no tenants in there, or remove the loss of rent and theft by tenants, that cover, because there's no tenants, there's no agreement in place anymore. So we'll knock that out. Contents we've got at 30,000, which I'm assuming for those sorts of things would be sufficient. What I do need to know is, so if we're going to put it up for sale in November, because the policy will only extend for 3 months, 90 days, before I need to notify the insurer that the property is unoccupied. So you have sort of a 90-day grace period sometimes for people that need to get new tenants in and so forth. So what we might need to do is look, market for 3 months, and about a week before that 3 months, as I'll touch base with you to see how you're traveling with everything, and see if we do need to then notify the insurer to see if we can get an extension on that. If we do need an extension on that, they may just request an additional either excess or an additional premium just for that time. But that's probably the sort of the best way to do it at the moment, so that you're not left uninsured. I'd renew, no, keep renewing it for the year, because they don't offer short-term renewals anyway. So we'll do it for the year, because whenever you cancel the policy, we will just refund you whatever's the balance left owing on that policy anyway. So yeah, that keeps you going for the 12 months. So I'll recalculate it, take out the theft and that component that you don't need, and I'll send that through, and then I'll put a diary note to sort of touch base with you a week or so just before that 3 month period that they have on the policy, and we'll just see where you're at and whether you've sold it or you're in the process. And at least we've got something to go back to the insurer to tell them what we're looking at doing. That's okay, no worries. I'll resend that through to you either this afternoon or tomorrow, so you've got the new invoice. You're welcome. Bye, Anita. Bye.